needs a 21 months after its landmark hearings into child sexual abuse at the Yeshiva Centre in Melbourne and Yeshiva in Sydney. The Royal Commission has finally published its findings, and they make for some very uncomfortable reading. Now, former Yeshiva leader Rabbi Yossi Feldman has been slammed because when considering the issue of child sexual abuse, Rabbi Feldman's focus is on the perspective of the perpetrator rather than that of the victim, according to a report tabled in Parliament by the Royal Commission. The report also said that Rabbi Feldman was either ignorant or ill-informed about conduct amounting to child sexual abuse, the criminal nature of child sexual abuse, the obligations in New South Wales to report complaints of child sexual abuse to the external authorities, including the New South Wales Ombudsman. Now, Rabbi Feldman told the Jewish News this week that the Royal Commission is wrong. He said that they didn't understand a lot of things and says, just because I discuss the perpetrator doesn't mean I don't care about the victim, and there is no evidence that I don't care about victims. Rabbi Feldman says it looks like the Royal Commission have an agenda because they just want to put down religious people, especially the churches, and they found him as a sacrifice. And he went on to say that this is all a storm in a teacup, and they have gone to an extreme to criticize him. Now, the report also questions the current yeshiva leadership by stating that the evidence as to any steps Yeshiva Bondi has taken in implementing child protection measures is unclear. Now, Nitza, the report was equally scathing of Yeshiva Center in Melbourne and its former head, Rabbi Zvi Telzner. Some of the evidence given by Rabbi Telzner, according to the commission, was not accepted. His recollection is inaccurate. His comments were likely to have the effect of dissuading some members of the Yeshiva Melbourne community from communicating with the secular authorities about child sexual abuse, and that he failed to provide pastoral leadership, support, direction, and affirmation for abuse survivors, their families, and advocates. Those are some of the findings published in the Royal Commission's report that was tabled this week. Now, Nita, there was a joint statement this week by the Rabbinic Council of Australia and New Zealand, together with the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales and the Rabbinical Council of Victoria. It said that as the Royal Commission has made clear, child sexual abuse was allowed to continue because of actions and inaction by some rabbis and community leaders. The statement said victims were not always believed or supported, adding to the trauma. It also went on to say that all reports of abuse must be reported immediately to the police and other relevant government authorities, and noted that those who have been identified in the Royal Commission's report as not fulfilling their legal obligations to protect children should stand down from their public positions.
And from the Royal Commission report, I'd like to discuss a different report, the ECAJ annual report on anti-Semitism in Australia. It is a very worrying report.
Nita, the findings of ECAJ's annual report on anti-Semitism were presented by researcher Julie Nathan, who confirmed that there was a 10% increase in anti-Semitic incidents logged by the community security group. Now, of those, assaults increased by 50%. Now, Julie Nathan noted a large increase of incidents of vandalism, hateful emails, and anti-Semitic leaflets, the latter peaking in the lead-up to Ku'ringai Council's approval for the St. Ives Eruv. Now, Nita, the AGM also saw the appointment of a new president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Robert Gutter, stepping down, and the incoming president is Anton Block, who is based in Melbourne. Now, with the ECAJ presidency rotating to Melbourne for the next 3 years, the outgoing president, Robert Gutter of Sydney, has passed the baton to Block, who's 44. He's a father of three children and a commercial lawyer with a long history of involvement in the Jewish community. We wish a big mazel tov to Anton Block.
We are talking to Evan Zlatko, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, there is a huge fury over skating routine in Russia, but a very bizarre one.
It was bizarre indeed, and rightly so. There is fury over this routine. A Russian state-owned television channel has come under fire after airing a figure skating performance featuring dancers wearing uniforms that were worn by Jewish concentration camp inmates. Now, actor Andrei Borovsky and Tatiana Navka, a professional figure skater and the wife of a senior Kremlin spokesman, wore striped pajamas with yellow Star of David patches while dancing to a song which was actually by an Israeli singer on the Russian One channel on Saturday night. It was aired as part of Ice Age, which is a popular Russian celebrity ice dancing show, which is similar to Dancing with the Stars. Now, throughout the 4-minute performance, Navka and Borkovsky frolic and play cheerfully with an imaginary infant. Nice has, of course, prompted criticism on social media from all around the world, with people tweeting, "Have you lost all sense of decency? Have you no shame at all? This was a bizarre skating routine."
Even from disturbing news about anti-Semitism, the Royal Commission for Child Abuse, I'd like to go to good news. Good news for the Jewish community. Justice James Edelman has been appointed as the first Jewish justice of the High Court of Australia since 1931.
That's right, some amazing news, Justice James Edelman. He's the first Jewish justice since Sir Isaac Isaacs, who retired from the court in 1931. Speaking to the Jewish News, Justice Edelman said it's extremely exciting and a wonderful appointment. He says he was phoned by the Prime Minister and the Attorney General on Monday to congratulate him of the news. Now, Edelman grew up in Perth. He had his bar mitzvah at Temple David, but he's definitely travelled a fair bit since then. He went to the shul in Oxford in England, went back to Perth, and then he actually moved to Queensland. He says he sees himself as Jewish, but very liberal. He's 42 years old. He says he fasts on Yom Kippur, he doesn't eat ham or bacon or prawns, and he's bringing up his children Jewish. Now, Edelman said that being Jewish won't have much of an impact on his judicial rulings because the law is based on an underlying natural foundation and moral base that transcends religion. So very exciting news for the community, and a big mazel tov to Justice James Edelman.
Evan, really sad news. There was a very big damage by fire to Achuzat Yiladim in Haifa, and this is the very special school and the flagship project of WITSO Australia.
That's right, Nita. It's actually funded by WITSO Australia, and it was badly damaged by the recent fires in Israel. Now, as you said, located in Haifa, Achuzat Yiladim was one of the sites that was ravaged by the fires which struck the city last week. All the children had to be evacuated from the residential school and the bakery, computer room, pet therapy facility, and others, and they were destroyed or damaged. It's understood that the whole electrical system was also burnt out. In a letter to members, WITSO Australia President Paulette Cherney said that, of course, we are grateful that all the children were relocated, but the trauma, I'm sure, will have long-lasting effects on them. She says that WITSO has stepped in to assist families in distress who have lost everything. They are supplying clothes, food, water and shelter, and WITSO, as always, is at the forefront of helping children and the citizens of Israel to this end. And Nitsa, members of the community are also being warned not to fall victim to bogus fundraisers which claim to be raising vital funds for Zaka. Now, some of your listeners might know that Zaka is Israel's primary rescue and recovery volunteer organization. And Yossi Frankel, who is the head of Zaka's Australia region, says that it's come to Zaka's attention that there are currently two people fundraising in the Australian Jewish community claiming that they are raising money for Zaka. And he says, while it's true that Zaka volunteers were involved in this effort, the people asking for money are not representing this organization, and the money is not going to that charity organization.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much.